to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 10th, 2018. We're an hour two of the broadcast. I'm running down some of the stories. I wanted to get back to Ian Long, the ex-Marine machine gunner that did the shooting at Thousand Oaks. He posted on social media, on his Facebook, and I'm quoting, "It's too bad I won't get to see all the pathetic reasons people will put in my mouth as to why I did it," he wrote at 11:24 p.m., according to documents obtained by ABC News. "Fact is, I had no reason to do it at all. I just thought life is boring, so why not?" 3 minutes later, he posted, "Yeah, I'm insane, but the only thing you people do after these shootings is hopes and prayers, or keep you in my thoughts every time. I wonder why these things keep happening." I thought that was worth a mention. I mean, who knows if he really posted that or not. I trust nothing. But I wanted to mention, too, to go back to the pipe bomber, Cesar Sayoc. His attorney was on being interviewed, and I've not seen this since. So one interview with his attorney, and his attorney was saying the DNA don't match. There's no, where's the evidence that he made the pipe bombs? They've showed no evidence whatsoever. That story's not being Trayvon Martin'd. You know, they're not showing you, this is inside the van, or this is where he done this or that or this. It's just fell completely, completely out of the media loop. Of course, it's been replaced with other things. And, of course, the caravan's not being reported on much either. Now, I wanted to get this in so you can go look at this for yourself. I found it a couple of different places. It's National Vanguard. It's Daily Stormer. I haven't had time to watch it, but I think there's probably going to be a lot of people listening to this broadcast that want to. Russian television network RT reports on Al Jazeera's censored four-part investigation series on the Israeli lobby in the U.S., which was leaked by Electronic Intifada. The host explains why the Qatari network opted to censor their own investigation series after years of production. Co-founder of the Electronic Intifada explains why Americans must see the films to understand the full scope of the Israeli lobby interference in U.S. politics. Later, a former member of the U.K. Parliament, George Galloway, joins the show to discuss the Israeli lobby's influence on Al Jazeera's decision to censor their very own investigation. Now, again, I've watched the trailer to this. It looks like it's going to be really interesting. This thing was created years ago. It's been censored and attempted to be forced not to be aired. Now, I don't it was made back in 2016. It was censored after Qatar, the gas-rich Gulf Emirate that funds Al Jazeera, came under intense Israeli lobby pressure not to air the film. So everyone listening, if you want to watch that, go to nationalvanguard.org. You might find it on dailystormer.name. If you have difficulty, email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll send the link to you. I've got a lot of other stories. I mean, China this past week came right out and said that they're controlling their weather so that it can shift rain clouds from thousands of miles from its soaking south to its parched north. I've got the story here in front of me. I may not have time to get to it. The U.S. CDC withdraws personnel as 1,000 dead in the largest Congo Ebola outbreak. Yeah, you didn't see that one in the evening news either, did you? And, of course, no asylum for illegal border invaders. U.S. Homeland Security announces, I'm really sketchy or skeptical of that announcement because there's 48 different points of entry. And basically, from my understanding of what they're saying, if you come in illegally, if you walk in somewhere other than a point of entry, you're not going to be granted any asylum. But if you do come in through the points of entry, you may well be. We shall see as this unfolds. The best that we can get information, we will share, and you, the listener, can call in and share too. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to be part of the broadcast. Before we go to the phones, you know, we've talked about transgender. We've got some that talk about trans race. Now we've got a man that's actually suing to be trans age. And I've got a clip of him explaining his position on this. And I want you just to listen to this and just think about, we're in 2018. Now, this guy's really helping us make a mockery of how ridiculous it is that you can, you know, pick your own gender, something that for millennia, what you reached down, what you grab a hold of was what you was. But now, you know, those promoting the moral destruction of America and Western civilization promote this type of absurdity. Sam, let's roll clip five, and then we'll go to the phones, 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead and roll it, Sam. Thank you.
And I feel I suffer under my age because I'm much more younger than my 68. So when I ask for a mortgage, for example, they say it's impossible. If I go on Tinder, you know, then I get woman from 68, 69, when the women are there. And when I'm on Tinder, you know, then they say, okay, then you can lie for your age. You say you're 49. I don't want to lie. I want to be myself. So don't force me to lie. But when I'm really 49 again, I will have a baby again. I will buy a new car again. I will pay my house again. I going outside and I invest my money again. Because now I'm an old man. You know, I have to save my money to give to my kids so they can live. But if I have that age again, I have hope again. I'm new again. And there, the whole future is there for me again.
Can you hear me, Sam? Okay, I was lost there for a minute, but that's okay. Okay, there you heard the gentleman. He's 68 years old. He's suing to change his age to 49 because if you can be transgender, then why can't you be trans race? Okay, you're born Japanese male. You want to be black female. Well, if that's okay, then if you're 70, why can't you be 50 or 20? Why can't it just be anything goes? There's no moral absolutes. It's complete hedonism, and that's where they want to take us because that lends to the complete destruction of the fabric of a nation. So I thought that you might would find that humorous. We're going to go to the phones. We got Art, and then we got Jeremy coming up, and then we got Dan in British Columbia. Art, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
I'm sorry, man. I just, is there any end to the stupid? I mean, seriously? I mean, I don't know which one I want to poke fun at more. The guy that did the shooting because life is boring, or this jackass who wants to change his age. I mean, does he honestly think that changing his age, maybe he'll live 20 years longer? I don't know. It's just absolutely stupid. But got me with food in my mouth. I'm trying to clear it out while I talk. This whole shooting thing, it's very interesting. We don't hear a whole lot about this, what is that, Thousand Oaks or whatever that is, the bar?
Yes.
We're not really hearing a whole lot about that. And I have to wonder if maybe it's because it was done with a pistol and limited rounds. It doesn't play into the AR or the AK or the assault rifle narrative. And then, of course, we have the one fella who survived the Las Vegas shooting just to die at this Thousand Oaks bar shooting. I mean, it's just, you know, there's just too much of this doesn't make any sense to me.
That's a great point, Art, and I meant to bring that up. What would be the statistics? What would be the odds that in your lifetime you would live through the Las Vegas massacre and then be killed in California in another massacre? I mean, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and I'm trying to scroll back here to find it, but Steve in the chat room, I believe it was, posted, here it is, yeah, it's fishy as hell, Kelly. who has started tattoos on his this guy has tattoos on his arm memorializing the Las Vegas shooting, says that the Borderline Bar had become a safe haven for dozens of Vegas survivors, and it was common for many of them to hang out there together. It's our home. Wait a minute. Dozens of Las Vegas survivors all hanging out at the same bar at the same time. Seriously? I mean, what are they going to try to tell us next? Those people were the intended targets? And then we've got the mother of this guy. I have to scroll back down to where I posted the link to the story. But the mother of the fella, here it is. She says, here are my words. I want gun control. I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want no more guns. Meanwhile, we've got this idiot journalist, I forget his name right off the top of my head, talking about people who say things like, our thoughts and our prayers are with the victims and their families. We should be ashamed of ourselves because we're not doing enough. Just what the hell do you think I'm going to be able to do? I tell you what I believe. There was a time when virtually every male over the age of 14 carried a pistol on his hip and he knew how to use it. And many women carried a little mini pistol in their garter belt, or even some women, like, remember, what was her name? I forget her name, the lady gunfighter back in the days. You know, a lot of women actually carried pistols on their hips. You know, you never heard of gun shootings, you know, in these, you know, mass shootings in these places. And then, of course, there's this woman, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. Her name is Liz Wheeler. She's with One America News. Baron, she nailed it the other day when she did a video talking about California has, and I actually researched this before I ever saw the video, California has the strictest gun laws in the United States. No other state is stricter on guns than California. They have background checks. They have no, you know, all of these, no concealed carry and all of it. They have all of that, but none of it stopped this shooting at the Borderline Bar. None of it. So this woman, this mother of this fellow who survived the Vegas shooting but died here at this bar, she wants more gun control. Exactly what gun control law do you think is going to make a difference when you have every single gun control law you could possibly want? None of it worked.
And, of course, as we always point out, you can look at Chicago and, you know, gun control doesn't work because a lot of times a criminal will steal a gun. There's always going to be a gun somewhere that can be stolen. Guns can be manufactured if you get down to, you know, really wanting to just build something simple to that will fire a shotgun shell or something. So, I mean, I don't know where the push, other than the continued endless chaos that they're putting us through in these events. You know, if I'm not there, I don't know what happened because I can't believe anything. But yeah, the story is odd, and so many times it's odd. I mean, I say it again. Look at the stories that they will take, and they'll just run and beat into your head. It's constant every night. The South Park Susan was a local one here. Trayvon Martin was a national one. But Caesar Sayoc, Robert Bowers, and this Ian Long, it don't look like, and certainly the Las Vegas massacre wasn't one that they wanted to do the Trayvon Martin on. So it falls out of the memory hole. People right now, if you went and stood on the street and asked them who was the shooter at the Jewish synagogue, I bet you less than 10% could even tell you it was Robert Bowers, because they're inundated with so much news and information through their phone, and of course, you know, maybe don't care and everything else. And this thing just, but we are so divided. But Art, you know, I have came to grips with the fact that it's going to have to get worse before it can ever get better for people to understand the reality of the situation. I'll give you the last word. I'm getting callers stacked up. I want to get everybody on, but good information. I certainly appreciate your commentary.
Well, I'm going to say what I've always said. You know, gun control is a good aim, a good eye, a steady hand, and sometimes requires a double tap. Thanks, Baron, and I'm out.
Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. We got Jeremy in Kentucky, then Dan from British Columbia. Jeremy, how you doing? What's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, good morning, Baron. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, the guy that wants to change his age, I mean, yeah, sure, you know, maybe we could start, you know, men could start identifying with 16-year-olds, right, so that they can start dating high school girls. I don't know. That's probably where that's going, I would think. And that reminds me of a goofy quote off of the movie Dazed and Confused. The 20-year-old something character hangs out at the high school and picks up girls. He says, "I keep getting older, but they stay the same age." So, yeah, that's probably where this is going, is the justification of, you know, some sort of gross pedophilia or something of that nature. Just crazy. Really what I wanted to comment on was the Antifa getting their PayPals knocked out. I think what I'm seeing here in a larger picture is that these right-wing Jews, these Steinleitian Jews that want to push us toward a civic nationalism, race doesn't matter type thing, the populace is being pushed into that, and anybody on the fringes is going to be cut off, right or left. And that's what I see. I think if they start going after Antifa, as good of a thing as that is, that's just going to embolden them even more to go after white nationalists, you know, pro-white groups, Southern preservationists, et cetera. I think that that's where we're headed with that. And don't forget the resolution they passed, Congress passed after Charlottesville, condemning the violence there and condemning the pro-white groups. And that's kind of where I see this going, is the more they attack Antifa, the worse it's going to get for us. I don't know if I've made that clear. Does that make any sense to you, Farron?
Well, it does make sense, and I'll tell you why. You know, it started with Stormfront and Daily Stormer. You saw them deplatformed. They can't have a PayPal. Then it went, you know, David Duke can't sell books. Then Tex Mars can't sell books. Then it kind of gets out there on the fringe elements. You know, Alex Jones, which, you know, I'm not a fan, but I absolutely would never advocate for his or anyone else's censorship because – you know, if you, either you believe in free speech or you don't, and I'll say it on this broadcast again because people need to know, they used the argument that pornography and the depravity laws were unconstitutional because it was a freedom of speech issue, and they used the argument, if you don't like it, don't look at it, you know? And of course, they were successful. This is in the 20s and the 30s. And then they bring it all the way around to now. You know, Alex Jones, he can't have a PayPal. He can't have YouTube videos. He can't be monetized. And I really think Alex Jones is a prime example because if they can take down Alex Jones, now, they, of course, they haven't got him plumb off the internet. They haven't stole his domain name like they did Stormfront and Daily Stormer. But it is setting the precedence to if they can do that to Alex Jones, then more – you know, not as right-wing as Alex Jones, they can just continue this slippery slope, which is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to continue the justification for censorship and advocate that they're doing it to prevent violence, or in Alex Jones' case, they're saying that he's fake news. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think that it is going to just lead to the justification of more censorship. I mean, I see now, Jeremy, if you Google certain topics, it's totally different than it was just a year or two ago with the way Google works and with the information that it feeds you and tries to direct you into the direction they want you to go. It's not a free source platform. It's got its own agenda, and Facebook does too, and that's a scary thought. Hang on for me, Jeremy. I know I gave you a lot to chew on there. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Dan, stay with me. We'll be to you shortly.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio talking to Jeremy. We've got Dan coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you would like to join in. You know, Jeremy, if you can be transgender and you can be trans race and if you can be trans age, then why not graduate high school and go ahead and get on Social Security? Just go ahead and graduate high school and retire. Why not be trans education? You know, I identify as an international banker or identify as the president of the United States. You know, maybe we should just go the full enchilada. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, there's no end to it. I want to wrap up by reminding the listeners and talking to any new listeners about the Steinlight plan, because I bring them up a lot. And your Stormfront audience that crosses over has heard this, but I want to hit it real quick. Steven Steinlight, Center for Immigration Studies, he wrote a paper. He's a Jew. He wrote a paper in October of 2001, and it's called The Jewish Stake in America's Changing Demography, Reconsidering a Misguided Immigration Policy. And if you Google Steven Steinlight and immigration policy, you'll be able to pull it up and read it. It's fascinating what this Jew admitted to back then. He openly admits that the Jews have always been behind immigration, but that they've accelerated the process to the point that you're going to end up with a populace of people that don't have white guilt, that are not loyal to Israel, that don't have Holocaust guilt. This guy says this stuff in his paper. It's phenomenal. Anyone that's not familiar should pull it up and read it. So Steinlight proposes that we shut immigration down to a trickle and in order to brainwash the new immigrants into the American way of thinking, and he wants to install a civic nationalism. He wants to get people proud of their country, where that race doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're a good American citizen. Now, this is openly stated in his papers, and these are the talking points of Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, and even our own President Trump. President Trump's immigration policy is right out of this paper. Now, Steinwhite wanted to prevent a white lash. People have said, well, Trump is the white lash. Well, maybe. Maybe Trump's the pressure relief valve to get everybody, you know, their feelings all out, and then they were redirected into the civic nationalism. Now, it has woken a lot of us up, the Trump phenomenon, and I'm not saying it's bad. And there's stuff that Trump does that I applaud. I loved it when he kicked out Jim Acosta. That was badass. But here's the thing. We just don't need to be, you know, brainwashed into this civic nationalist mindset of that they're pushing the crowds into, and we need to try to wake up our people. And what we're seeing is real. There's a real struggle of Jewish power. The Steinlight Jews, which would include Stephen Miller in Trump's cabinet, it would include Mike Wiener-Savage, and now even Mark Levin has come on board. All of these Jewish talking heads, and Stephen Cohen, Dr. Slattery quotes a lot, all of these Jews tend to be pro-Second Amendment, pro-Christian. Some of them are even pro-Russian, like Mike Savage and Stephen Cohen. And these Jews are ripping power away from the left-wing Jews of Hillary Clinton, CNN, the Jews that run most of the media. And so what you're witnessing is real. There's a real power struggle. But it's between two factions of Jewish power, and people are just lining up right now, and they're picking sides. And notice that all of the neocons have shifted over to the left, and they're opposing Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton. That's an example I'm talking about, a realignment of power. So I don't want to paint the picture that Jews are all powerful, and I'm not saying that Trump was a puppet from the beginning. I am saying that you don't build casinos and make billions of dollars all over the world without going through the Jewish mafia. That's all I'm going to say on that. And they have their hooks in Trump, and when they want to, they pull on those hooks. So that's my view of Trump, but we need to take this energy and keep it directed towards our goal, which is preservation of our European peoples and our Western Christian values. That's all I got for him.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeremy. That's a really interesting analogy. And, you know, the proof of that is just like Paul Ryan, the way he always goes against Donald Trump and the division in the Republican Party. They're never united about anything, even though they've seen how the people have reacted to Trump and the Trump rallies and blah, blah, blah. So I think you hit the nail right on the head. And that's a very interesting perspective. I always appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. Let's go to Dan. Dan, the break's going to get you. I will hold you over 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Go ahead, Dan.
When I like listening to you. Over on the West Coast here, it's quite early in the morning. I kind of wish you were a little bit later. Maybe Stad Miller should put you at a different slot, but... your East Coast audience, I think it must be pretty huge. And I got a couple of fans like your caller, Michael, from New York. I really like hearing him. He's so enthusiastic. He should phone into Mike Rivero's show once in a while. I did want to touch on a subject. In a Newsweek article, there's a New York lawmaker that proposed looking back on people's social media posts for 3 years before you get a gun permit. Now, if that's not a slippery slope, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
I think, that's where it's heading. And if it doesn't pass this time, you know what they're going to do. They're going to keep trying. So I'll see you on the other side.
Hang on for me, Dan. We'll talk about it on the other side. If you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
We are back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, joined by Dan from British Columbia. Dan, you were talking about the Newsweek article. That's really interesting. Going back 3 years into your Facebook, you know, it reminds me of the red flag laws. And if you think about it, if you think about red flag laws, if you think about the listeners to this show, the callers to this show, me, the host on RBN, they could take comments out of context or in context sometimes perhaps, and then use that as a justification to prevent me, you, or other people from having guns. And what is that? Well, that's a thought crime. That is a punishment for speech or for non-actions when you've not broken any law, but they're attempting to prevent you from breaking the law or hurting someone else. And you talk about a slippery slope. Now, that is one. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's interesting how it came after the Robert Bowers incident at the synagogue, because they had mentioned that in a Newsweek article. Now, if you happen to say, I don't believe Palestinian children should be killed with white phosphorus burning down to their bone, well, you're an anti-Semite, and you're not going to have a gun. Now, I'm in Canada where you can't have any guns, so I could have somebody come into my house, you know, rape me, rape my mother and my sister, my wife, whatever. And I'm just going to sit there and take it. That's what it means to be a Canadian. So you down there in the States, you all got to keep your guns because they're coming for them. And, you know, it's interesting how this 94-year-old Nazi camp guy, you know, they're wagging that in front of us because, you know, there's something coming with Israel's going to do some serious punishment on Gaza coming up here. I just feel it in my bones. And I don't know, this 94-year-old should just self-identify as a 20-year-old. That way he can say, hey, I wasn't around. You know, I'm too young.
Yeah,
The Thousand Oaks guy, I haven't looked into it yet, but I guarantee that he's, you know, leaning right. Just like Don Lemon said, that all white far-right, or not even far-right, just right-leaning people are the real terrorists in America. And suddenly you get the Thousand Oaks shooting. What a coincidence. And now, like I remember from early on after the synagogue shooting, there was an article that came out in the mainstream press, I think it was actually Fox News, where a Jewish nurse helped Robert Bowers. And they kind of wagged that thing that, even, you know, the Jewish doctors helped this guy, even though he was a monster. And, you know, it turns out during the Boston bombing, the Tsarnaev, what's his name, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, he was admitted to Beth Israel Hospital in Boston. And he was treated by an IDF doctor because the entire wing, or the trauma unit, I should say, was run by Israelis during the Boston bombing. And they treated all the amputees. And I just found that interesting that there's this Jewish element. So at the synagogue shooting, she just happened to come in from a mass casualty event. She just happened to roll in. I just came from a mass casualty event. You know, what a coincidence. You know, there's too many coincidences here. It's out of control. And just a little quick note about Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Broward County. You'd think after all the debacle with Bernie Sanders and her getting rid of him, that she would not be elected again. So it doesn't surprise me that there's some shenanigans going on with the election. But I don't want to skip too far ahead. I'll let you comment on that later.
Me either. I mean, I expected it's just predictable now. It's going to be this way. And again, I think it works to undermine everyone's confidence in the system, and hopefully it helps to wake people up to the fact that we are not going to vote our way out of this. In fact, we may just be getting a little bit of a reprieve while Donald Trump's in office. As far as even a debate about immigration. He's not been able to do anything about DACA. He's not been able to build a wall. And so we shall see. Hey, Dan, thanks for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. We're going to go to Michael from New York. We got Frank in North Carolina coming up. Michael, how are you doing? What's on your mind today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Hope all is well, sir. You know, all we got to do is keep turning the tables on the Christ-killing Zionist forces trying to destroy our country through the destruction of our European culture and ancestry by constantly turning the tables on them. Whenever they cry diversity and racist and all that, and you say again, like in this local paper from July, well, the United States was founded by a bunch of rich white men. Well, no kid. Well, they weren't all rich, first of all, you lying SOB. And number two, of course, they're Europeans. You'd expect them to be black or yellow? They were European under the mothership of Britain, and they broke away. So no kidding. What's the problem with that? Why don't you go run to Africa and China and Japan and cry, there's no diversity here. Go over there and give them that crap. You're not welcome here. We're a European country. And then we have to see see, if this keeps, if I just wish all kinds of pundits, and not just you guys on RBN or other Patriot networks, but the idiots, like supposedly on Fox, Conservative, and all these guys, just turn the tables on them. Yeah, of course we're white. We're a European country. And that's why you're here, because you want to share all our blessings. Plumbing, electricity, transportation, electricity. All that's from European culture. And so you want to bring all these third worlders here. Everybody wants to come here to share in our greatness. And now you're trying to destroy the source of all that greatness. It ain't going to fly. And then you call them out for being the enemies they are. You're anti-Christ forces. You're Christ killers. You guys are the Christ killers. You are denying that Jesus the Christ is the Messiah. You run and hide from that. You can't handle it. And therefore, we have nothing in common, nothing religiously or spiritually, because you deny that fact. And by constantly turning the tables on them in that fashion, anybody listening, of course, will have to gravitate to one side or the other again, increasing polarity for sure. And the diametrically opposed forces will continue to intensify, because this is where we're at, until there's one major final clash. And those opposing forces will have to settle all accounts. And at that point, as long as we have guns, like I believe his name was Jeremy in Canada, you bet, Jeremy, us Americans down here, it's too bad we didn't get Canada under the Constitutional Republic, too, to save you from that queenie loser you got and that loser PM you got up there. You guys are totally under United Nations control. I know that. I've seen it firsthand. And that ain't going to fly here without Americans putting up a fight. And so that day's inevitable as far as the clash between diametrically opposed forces, because they've got the division now intensifying for sure, and there's no other course it's going to take except that final conclusion. It's inevitable. But during this interim, we have to keep turning the tables on them and saying, yeah, we're European. What's your problem with it? Get out of here. Look, you Don the Lemon loser and the rest of you blacks don't like it here, or half-blacks like Barry Satoru and Don the Lemon, get the hell out. Go to Africa. And in fact, let's kick them out. And let's take these losers like them and Acosta and drop them off in the middle of that supposed caravan, not the invasion force, but this caravan, drop them right off in the middle of it. We really got to start doing this. I appreciate your show and everybody else out there on Patriot Networks. It's thank God for you guys. But, you know, we're talking and talking, and of course, that's all we can do right now. But we really have to solidify the argument and keep turning the tables on these scumbags and letting them know, you bet we're European. You got a problem with it? Get the hell out. You're not welcome here. This is our country. Any interference, any form of sedition is treason and punishable by death. And Trump, President Trump, definitely like a lot that he's doing for sure, like everybody else, but he's got to come full circle here for us. He can't. He may be playing them. Time will tell. In some ways, it looks like he's constantly playing them. But he's got to come full circle and come to full acknowledgement of what I just said. And let's finalize once and for all making America great again. It'll never happen unless we finally solidify our foundation of who we are as a nation, how it started, and how we got this far.
You know, those are some great points, Michael, and I agree. And you know, isn't it interesting that these cultures that can't create a successful civilization themselves feel like we owe it to them to allow them to come here, and then they call us dirty, rotten, racist, but yet they want to come here so bad. It's really amazing how the media has brainwashed a large segment of society to believe that all countries are all white countries are for everybody. But then you can have, you know, China can have an ethno state, North Korea, Japan, Israel, you can go on, and nobody's preaching or decrying the fact that, you know, this is racism or that you should have more diversity. To me personally, and I'll get your opinion quickly, but the more diverse sections of America we see, like, say, perhaps Los Angeles, just to pick one, you look at the statistics of how many's on welfare, how many's in prison, how many's in jail, who's committing the violent crimes. It's just off of the chart. It doesn't work. It creates a division, and it creates a higher criminal element in society. And then the poor taxpayer is faced with, the increase in the police departments, the increase in the education, the increase in the taxes to fund everything. So they're actually forced to fund their very own demise. I'll get your reaction, and we'll move on to Frank. And thanks so much. I always enjoy your phone call, Michael.
Farron, what you said is exactly it. It's by design. An explosion of a populace that's feeding on welfare will implode our financial structure to the point where we'll be in a depression so severe it'll make 29 and 1930s look like a holiday. So that's exactly their intention. And again, the arguments are everything I presented just now. Those are the arguments that we have to just keep hammering like bullets, firing right back at them constantly, so that everybody comes to terms with these facts and all these illegals that are already here and everything. Yeah, we can't assimilate them. No, they do have to be kicked out. There's no other way to save this country and make it great again. So thank
absolutely,
you, Farron.
Absolutely.
You have a great day, sir. God bless.
Immigration without assimilation is invasion, and that's a good one to throw on people. All right, we're going to go to Frank. Then we got Chris in South Africa coming up. Frank, how you doing? What's
Frank,
on your mind,
you
sir?
What's on? Good morning.
Okay, that's all the levity for today for me. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, man. It just gets crazier by the week. I don't know what to think about this shooting. I would say that a lot of it, the images that I saw on TV, just seem to be really bordering close to just having the appearance of being contrived. You know what I mean? The Reagan Bush T-shirt, the Marine Corps tattoos. I don't know. It's just something contrived about it, and of course the timing, and the guy basically having no motive whatsoever, apparently. I would love to know, and I've already got a confirmation. I remember hearing from a couple different sources that he was on the drugs, you know, the drugs, right? The SSRI, you know, drugs. That have, you know, on the, you know, the side effects, suicidal, homicidal thoughts. You get somebody, a guy like that who's probably killed a lot of people, and is probably sometimes in the quiet of the night wondering, why did I kill those people? I mean, you know, and then coming back here and just seeing the surrealness of our country and what's happening to it. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the guy. It's horrific. Whatever happened, you know, if it happened anyway, the way they said it, you know, what happened, it's horrific. There's no excuse for it. I would never make excuses for doing that. But one other thing, you know, there's been this movement lately that I've been hearing about it. You reported on it some about this movement in Germany, you know, pro-white, pro-German movement to take the country back. And I got a report a couple nights ago from Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who grew up Jewish and converted to Christianity. And he's just a gold mine of insight into the Jewish community, because he just flat out, he totally turned against it, so he's willing to tell you everything about it. And he said that it's been infiltrated, that those guys are now joining with Jews and saying, well, we're going to work with the good Jews and become pro-Israel, and these guys are going to help us. And I'm like, no, here's what's going to happen. I'd bet my life on it. It's going to be just like the Tea Party. Tea Party was great. I remember watching it, and, I mean, you could feel the electricity. It was real. It was grassroots. What's going to happen is just like what happened to the Tea Party. It was infiltrated by Jewish interest, Zionist, whatever you want to call it, and it was neutralized. Same thing's going to happen. So Germany's going down unless they can pull their head out of their rear and figure out With Jews, you lose. Nothing is going to change in America until it becomes very unpopular to be Jewish. And I know RBN listeners, particularly the ones that call in, don't want to hear that. That's a fact. And you guys, until you wake up on that issue, it's got to become very unpopular to be Jewish, and we've got to start speaking out. I agree with what Michael was saying. We've got to start speaking out. When they call you a racist, you turn it around right back on them. No, you're the racist. You know, you're the real racist. You're the bigger racist. All right, man.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We will, Chris from South Africa. Hang on, I want to talk to you. We're gonna skip the break. Chris from South Africa, you're on. Go ahead, sir.
Do your break and then we can talk. You're welcome. Fair enough. I don't have a lot to say, but I've been listening to radio stations in America and all over the world for many years, and the caller you just had, I think, was fantastic in his sense of reasoning, using his brain to think and not to just regurgitate information. And that is all we're being fed all over the world in every country by all the institutions and that. There are very few people really out there that are looking at or trying to find the truth or trying to save us. A majority, 90, and I'm calling all American radio stations, the most conservative, the most radical, the most right-wing, they're all involved in the same thing. You listen to a network, and you listen this morning to one black, oh, pro-Trump, wow, yeah, Trump, our hero. And then later on, you listen 8 hours later to the same network, oh, damn Trump, you know, so... We are totally lost, and we are feeding people the wrong thing. And that's what has been happening for ages. Not for tens, for decades, tens of years, or hundreds, but thousands. It's millenniums. For thousands of years, we've been fed the same nonsense over and over and over. And every time we tend to stand up, they just infiltrate the next one. Like some of you've had two people on our short, only tuning in late, very, very late now to your show. We've got a big time difference. But, From South Africa, when I listen to people talk, even people like, I'm going to mention a name. No, I don't want to mention a name. Some of you well-known so-called conservative people, they talk about, oh, these people don't want to integrate. Oh, these people don't want to assimilate. But how? I don't know if we know what values are, and we're totally lost. We sort of born and bred and brought up, and we sort of, being forced to cling to those values that our forefathers, so-called, have been brought up with. The values that people don't know is the values that for 2,000 years, basically, the white men in Europe, the white people from Europe, the Europeans, were killed by sword. They were killed, man, woman, and child. Man, woman, and child were killed. Some of them at a rate of 4,500 in a day. The whole town was brought before the king, and they were killed, Charlemagne, because they didn't want to believe in this Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we've been forced into a thing which has nothing to do with the white man. We're forced into a thing, and this is where we've got to start asking questions. And if the questions cannot be answered, then we've got a problem. And we have a problem because we are not allowed to question these things. On no radio station, on no system, no writing, wherever you go, you're banned. And there is no such thing as to say they don't want to integrate. What is wrong with integration then? If you're worried about keeping yourself white, just go and integrate. Bring all the non-whites into your country. Let them and integrate to them. Give them your daughters and your sons. That is what integration means. Assimilation, a similar thing. It's exactly the same thing. But playing with words and they from one audience to the next. And your last listener talked about the pro-German grouping. He's probably talking about the AfD. If you add a J in front, that is what they've become. The Jewish alternative for Germany. They've infiltrated it. They've infiltrated everything. I am a heathen. I'm not a Christian. I'm a heathen. I'm not an atheist. I'm a heathen. My forefathers were heathens. We came from the heath. That is why the song, the German song, Erika, the marching song, is based on that, from the heath. The flowers, it's us, our genetics, our genes, our gene pool coming from the heath. That is what our people were. We were people of nature. We listened and belonged to nature. That is the creator of everything. But we are forced to assimilate. We are forced to integrate in the thought pattern that has been set for us. And if we cannot get a new mindset, a new value system, we've had it. And America is going very fast. It's tremendous fast. If we look at how South Africa went, I followed it. I'm 68 now. I followed it in the time that I was alive, and I've seen things happen. I saw Rhodesia go. I lived in Rhodesia. My dad moved there for a few years, etc. And, well, Zimbabwe, as they know him now. Sorry, I'm saying Rhodesia, but that's what I know it as, but it's called Zimbabwe. And South Africa has fallen, and America, unfortunately, is going to fall. And Europe's going to fall. Europe now, they're getting ready to get the European army in. So any country, Hungary, Poland, Italy, Austria, all the countries that are standing up and starting to protest and going against this, we don't want to open our borders for this immigration, they're going to send the European army in. So it's under threat, under force. Again, exactly how Christianity was forced upon the white man of this planet, by the sword, by death. And if we do not investigate all these things and ask questions about these things, and you've got hundreds of these, you've got a big problem in America, you've got a Bible Belt, and you've got a Christian identity. We've got the same thing in South Africa. We've got a Bible Belt in South Africa, and we've got Christian identity, which is called Israel Vision in South Africa. It was imported to America donkey years ago, and then it was later on imported to South Africa to destroy the people in South Africa. So, but I've been ranting. I'm sorry about that. All I know is we've got a massive problem. And if you talk about people saying anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite. There's one caller that said, if you're a racist, hit him straight back. Yes, I'm a racist because I love my race. That's what it means. If you don't love your race, then tough luck. If you don't love your race, then that's it. That's your baby. But I'm a racist. I love my life, my race. That's what the word race meant. And the racist word, we know racist come from what is Marx or something. But to be called an anti-Semite as well. I'm an anti-Semite. Yeah, well, why am I not an anti-Semite? Am I a Semite? I can't be a Semite. I'm not a Semite. So we've got to look for alternative memes and things to attack people when they attack us. And these are the things we've got to do. But first of all, we've got to go and ask questions about where we're from, how did we get here, what is it that is stopping us? What is America's problem, in my opinion? In my opinion, America's biggest problem is a constitution. Take it, tear it up, start a new one. Take your barrel and force it on your own people, on your own people, with your own people. I'm not talking about forcing me into a wrong line. I'm saying rebirth. That's all you need. Because the Constitution of America is useless. If it was good or meant anything, you wouldn't have been in this trouble. Not at all. I hear hundreds of hosts and shows about the Constitution and this and America and this and this and this and the forefathers and the founding fathers said this and they said that and they wrote this and had this amendment. Why did you have amendments? Why did you need an amendment? If the Constitution was hogwash. So, sorry, Darren.
We're out of time for today. I'd love for you to call back and tell us a little bit about what's going on with the white people in South Africa. Feel free to call back next week if you can put it in your schedule, and I would love to have you back on and discuss a little bit of what's going on in your country. Great information. Enjoyed you calling in. Thanks for calling. We're out of time. This is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. This.